Thank you, Jesus.
I want to read something that I haven't read for a while. This is something I got from Sister Gloria.
Amen. All right.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
I love humorous things, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody said laughter is life's medicine.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes.
And my mom used to always tell me it takes more muscles to frown.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Than it does to smile.
Oh, yeah.
It does. Uh-huh.
And it makes you feel so much better when you smile.
Amen.
Amen.
This is about the pastor's cat.
What?
It said, amen. People can relate to his cat. Amen.
Okay.
It said, this particular story just made me laugh. Says, every time I think about it, the vision of that poor cat just amazes me to no end. Man, I just hope this story leaves a bright spot in your day.
Okay.
And, you know, whoever said that the Creator doesn't have a sense of humor? He loves laughter.
Hell yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This young man, his name was Dwight Nelson. He recently told a true story about the pastor of his church.
Uh-huh.
Said that he had a little kitten that climbed up in a tree in his backyard.
Oh boy.
And then, you know, cats, he was afraid to come down.
Oh yes.
They'll climb way up on the skinniest of limbs.
The freeze.
And you tell them, come on, kitty, kitty. They look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, just
I ain't coming down this little skinny limb. He said the pastor coaxed, he offered warm milk.
Oh my goodness.
He did everything he could
to
get this kitty to come down.
Oh no.
Now, like I said, the tree wasn't sturdy enough for the pastor to climb up and get the cat.
Oh boy. Oh no.
So the pastor said, got an idea. Let me tie a rope to the tree.
Okay.
Tie a rope to the end of my bumper.
Okay.
And I pull the tree over.
All right.
So I can get the cat.
Oh no, I think I know where this is going.
That's what he did.
I think there's...
All the time he was going slow, checking
Being
the progress
careful.
Of the tree.
Oh no.
Checking the process of the progress of the car. When he figured out if he went just a little bit farther.
Yeah.
He could get it.
Oh boy.
But as he moved the car just a little bit forward.
Oh no. Oh.
The rope broke.
Oh no. Flying cat. The sail cat.
And when, you know, he got tension on it.
No.
And when it broke, the tree went boing.
Oh no. That sounds like a Roadrunner cartoon.
Poor cat. Instantly sailed through the air.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, he had some tension on it.
Flying cat.
The cat flew out of sight.
Cat above.
The cat flew out of sight.
Are you kidding?
Now the pastor felt bad.
Oh no. Oh no.
He walked all over the neighborhood.
Oh no.
Asking people if they seen the little kitten.
Oh.
Nope. Nobody had seen a stray cat.
Oh.
So he prayed, Lord, I just commit this kitten to your keeping.
All right.
And then he just went on about his business.
Okay.
Trust a few God. Days later at the grocery store, he met one of his church members.
Yeah.
He happened to look into her shopping cart and was amazed to see that she had cat food.
Oh.
Now, knowing the members of his congregation, he knew that something ain't right.
Okay.
This lady hates cats.
Oh no.
And everybody knew it. So he asked her, he says, why are you buying cat food?
Oh my goodness.
When you hate cats so much. She replied, you won't believe it. And she went on to tell him about how her little girl had been begging her for a cat.
Oh, praying. Lord.
Praying. Just praying for a cat. She finally told her that, well, if God gives you a cat, then I'll let you keep it. She said, you will not believe this.
This is so funny.
She said, I watched the child go out into the backyard, get down on her knee, and ask God for a cat. And really, Pastor, now, I wouldn't believe it unless I see it with my own eyes. Suddenly, a cat come flying out of the blue sky and landed with his paws outstretched at her feet.
Well,
the moral of the story is never underestimate the power of God.
Oh, God knew what to do.
And his unique sense of humor. God loves it when we laugh.
Oh, that is amen, so adorable.
I don't talk about it very much, but I just love that story.
That is precious.
I just love that story. Amen. Amen. God can change even the haters of something
All right.
into something.
That is amazing.
This lady hated cats, but her child, under, out of the mouth of babes, her child wanted a cat.
Out of the blue. Comes down
this
from the sky.
This cat come flying out the sky. Only God could do that.
That's right. Here you go.
They say God gave it to him.
All right.
It's hers.
It's hers. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
I do. I love the Lord tonight.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Today, because he first loved
Thank
me.
Thank you, Lord.